Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news at 6 a.m. A person is in the hospital after a shooting in Cary. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey will join us live to break down what she's learned from investigators.
And if you're walking out the door, you may need to grab the umbrella everywhere from the Triangle area southward. I'll show you the timeline for rain and where it will be wettest for their morning commute. And it's a good morning to be a Canes fan. They secured a win last night for their season opener. We'll hear from Coach Rod Brendamore, who says the energy of the fans means everything.
The North Carolina State Fair starts in just a couple hours. They'll tell you everything you need to know.
Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. This year's theme for the State Fair, best day ever. Why not make today your best day ever? We hope to contribute to that. No pressure. Good morning, everyone. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Ogie. Great to have you along. It's the best night ever for Canes fans as well, kicking off the season. Proper fashion there. We'll get into all that and much more, including Elizabeth Gardner right now in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, where that rain is just kind of getting up into our area now.
Weather-wise, how about best afternoon ever? We are dealing with some showers this morning. It's a little heavier down to the south. This is a system that is actually down in the Gulf of Mexico sending rain our way, and we're just on the northern edge of it. So we probably won't see any rain or very little up near the Virginia line. We're going to see some scattered light rain in the triangle, but we could see up to a half an inch down to the south. So Southern Pines, Rayford, Hope Mills, Fayetteville, Clinton, Goldsboro, that's where we're seeing some of the showers now, but it is starting to creep northward. This is a potent system bringing a lot of heavy rain to the southeast, but it is going to slide eastward and away from us as we get closer to lunchtime. So between 7 and 10 a.m. is when we'll see the heaviest rain. You can see it heavier down here from Southern Pines to Fayetteville to Clinton, kind of brushing by Wake County to mid to late morning. It may still be a little wet as the gates of the State Fair open at noon, but by 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that sunshine breaks out and it's going to be a fine afternoon to head out to the fair. We'll see clearing through the evening across the remainder of the viewing area. In Clayton this morning, you can see a little sheen on the road, so that showers have made it at least as far north as Wake County now, looking at 60 degrees currently in the triangle. So we do have the tower lit in green for that potential for some rain heading out the door. It's 60 in Southern Pines, 58 in Goldsboro, and 55 in South Hill. So we're mid-50s to around 60 as you're heading out the door. Expect showers across the area until noon, and then clearing skies in the afternoon with a high of 73. We're still on track for some rain on Saturday. I have the newest runs of the high-resolution models to show you the timeline. Coming up, Anthony.
We head out to the roads right now. This is a live look, I-440 at New Bern Avenue, where we're seeing, as Elizabeth was saying, some of that little shimmer there on the roads, some of the wetness, the dampness that we're seeing out there with some rainfall pushing through. Not going to be a big-time issue, though, for us right now as far as the morning commute, any crashes, things like that. There is a disabled vehicle there near the Holly Springs area. Otherwise, everything is moving smoothly. No crashes to report, but we will keep an eye on it here as we go through this morning commute.
Anthony, thanks. Breaking news this morning out of Cary. One person is in the hospital after a shooting. It happened around 10 last night at an apartment complex on Foliage Circle. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey has been following this story. She joins us live now from the Cary Police Department with what she's learned. Kelsey.
Renee, good morning. Still a lot of unanswered questions this morning. And again, that shooting happened around 10 o'clock last night at an apartment complex on Foliage Circle. Police have since cleared that scene, but let's get you straight to video now from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker so you can take a look at what the scene looked like at the time. When officers arrived, they found one person shot. That person was taken to the hospital. This morning, we're asking police about the condition of that person and if they know anything about a suspect. This is still an ongoing investigation, but police have been able to confirm that this was an isolated incident and there's no threat to the public. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Cary.
Breaking news, we're following out of Johnston County. All lanes have reopened after an early morning crash on I-95. This happened around 12:30 near Brogdon Road and Smithfield. State troopers investigated for nearly 3 hours at that scene. A tractor trailer, a travel trailer, and a sedan were all involved. Four people in the sedan were taken to Wake Med with injuries.
An investigation is underway after a woman's body was found in a field in Fayetteville. A man was walking his dog near Fieldcrest Street and Cedric Street last night just before 8 when he found the body. Police have not released the woman's name yet. If you have any information that can help, call the Fayetteville Police Department.
Israel continues to target Gaza with large-scale strikes as the war there enters its sixth day right now. I want to show you a live look here. This is Gaza, the city skyline here, and we've been watching this the last few minutes. There is active bombing happening right now in that city. You see the smoke rising from there. Now, Israel has placed 300,000 reservists near the border as a potential for a land invasion looms.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Israel earlier today. He's scheduled to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his security cabinet, and President Isaac Herzog. Blinken will be there with the focus on missing Americans either killed in hiding or taken hostage by Hamas. We've also learned this morning that Blinken will meet with the Palestinian president tomorrow.
Overnight, people about 30 miles north of Gaza were heard singing the Israeli national anthem from an apartment building balcony. Video shared on social media shows several lit windows there in apartment buildings as that anthem was played loudly and people were singing along. The last verse was followed by a round of cheers. Coming up in our next half hour, former President Donald Trump's reaction to the war and his comments about both Prime Minister Netanyahu and the Biden administration.
Back here at home, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson announced he will host a special event today while serving as acting governor. Governor Roy Cooper is currently traveling out of the country. And under the state constitution, Robinson becomes acting governor in his absence. It's not clear what Robinson plans to do at today's event. However, we do know that it's happening at the state legislative building. Robinson is running to succeed Governor Cooper.
The wait is over. The fair is finally here. Gates for the North Carolina State Fair will open in just about 6 hours from now. WRA's Destiny Patterson joins us from the fairgrounds live this morning with what folks need to know. They're headed out there to the North Carolina largest annual event happening. Destiny?
Well, Jeff, of course, the gates open here at noon, so we're just about a few hours now counting down the moments. Of course, it's dark right now, but pretty soon this will come to life and it will be completely lit up just like this sign that we see here. Of course, crews have spent the last few days inspecting the different food vendors here. They inspected about 150 of them. So far, none of them have failed, so that's some good news. Of course, there's a lot to enjoy, but first you have to get here. There's a lot of construction that's been happening around the fairgrounds, and it could impact traffic. To help ease backups, new ramps along I-440 are open at the Wade Avenue interchange. On Hillsborough Street, crews are working to get all four lanes between I-440 and the new connector to Blue Ridge Road open. This will help with traffic to and from the fairgrounds while events are held at PNC. There's also free parking that's available off-site. You can just hop on a shuttle and it'll bring you right to the gates. So there's a lot of information here, and you can check all of that out in our State Fair Guide on WREL.com. Destiny Patterson reporting live here in Raleigh, WREL News.
Thanks, Destiny. Also, remember to look for our tent. It's on the northeast side of Dorton Arena. Easy to spot. Faces Restaurant Row right there. Mike Mays and Keely Arthur will be out there this afternoon, 2 to 3 o'clock. And then tomorrow, Renee and I will be out there, followed by Lena Tillett, Dan Haggerty in the afternoon tomorrow. You can find a full list on WRL.com. Just search fair.
7 seconds left in this PK. Slayton with it, and he scores!
Caniacs are waking up ecstatic after the Hurricanes open their season with a 5-3 win over the Ottawa Senators. Brady Shea and Jacob Slavin scored in the third period to break the 3-3 tie. Captain Jordan Staal led the way with a goal and an assist. Head coach Rod Brendamore says the crowd at PNC Arena last night was electric.
You know, every year you'd start fresh, but just the enthusiasm from the crowd here is it's game one. We got 82 more of these and 41 or whatever it is, 40 more home games, and that was electric in here, and those are special moments really when it's like that. That was great.
A great way to start the season. The Canes will be in Los Angeles this weekend to take on the Kings. That game is happening at 10:30 Saturday night. Now, coming up in our next half hour, we have reaction from fans after that awesome season opener for the Canes.
Happening today, we'll get more insight on where the economy stands. The Consumer Price Index report is due out 8:30 this morning. This new data will look at information from the last month. Today's report comes just a day after the Producer Price Index was released. That showed wholesale inflation rose by 0.5 percentage point in September, which was more than expected.
609, much more to tell you about. A woman charged with homicide in connection with a deadly drug overdose will be in court today. Straight ahead, we hear from experts on why cases like this are so hard to prosecute.
And scary moments for a hunter in Wisconsin. What would you do? This bear starts to climb the tree stand that he is in.
And went around the tree and started climbing up towards me, and I'm shaking. You can see in the video, my legs are just shaking.
Oh, yeah. Coming up, we hear from this hunter about a face-to-face encounter with a 300-pound bear.
You're going to have an encounter with some rain this morning, especially in our southern counties. Coming up, I'll show you future cast and who will see the most rain during the morning commute.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Six 13, stepping out the door to cloudy skies and some showers. Temperatures are on the mild side, looking at around 60 degrees in the triangle. Notice the little raindrop showing up there on the graphic. Yeah, we do have some showers everywhere from the triangle southward. So kids at the bus stop this morning are going to need that raincoat. They won't need it on the way home, but temperatures will be in the mid-50s to around 60 with some scattered showers. Up near the Virginia line, it's less likely to be wet, but everybody from the triangle area southward is going to see some of that rain this morning. This afternoon, though, lovely 73 degrees under partly cloudy skies. It'll be a nice afternoon to be outside. Maybe you're headed to the state fair that opens today at lunchtime. We're going to see that rain ending as we get right around noon. And then during the afternoon, we'll see some pleasant conditions. Anthony?
Elizabeth, we head out to the roads right now. As you mentioned, we have the light rainfall showing up here across the area for most of us. One disabled vehicle down toward Holly Springs. Everyone else, though, at this point is looking relatively good as far as crashes. We have none showing up on the map. You notice all of that green, though, there. Of course, the roads are going to be wet. We take a live look. I-440 at New Bern Avenue. You can kind of see that glisten of the water on the roadways right there. Just playing a little bit of extra time this morning. But as of now, no crashes to report.
The woman charged with murder in connection with a February overdose death in Wake County will be in court today. In February, Maureen Walsh died from a drug overdose. 8 months later, 40-year-old Kristen Lee Newbert was charged with her murder. A homicide charge in a drug overdose case is rare in North Carolina, according to attorney Daniel Meyer. Really hard to prosecute as well. He says there has been enough evidence, though, to prove one person was directly tied to someone's death.
If I sell to Bob, who sells to Jane, who sells to Sue, who sells to Dave, and Dave dies, how far up the chain can you go as to who did it?
Well, North Carolina death by distributions law says if a person sells a drug that causes someone's death, even if not intentional, they could be charged with murder. We asked Raleigh police if Newbert faces a death by distribution charge. That is still unclear right now. General Assembly made changes to the death by distribution law that will go into effect in December. Those will broaden who could be charged for murder in a drug overdose case, even if money isn't involved.
A 9-year-old transgender boy from Durham is suing the state of North Carolina over a law he says denies him gender-affirming care. The lawsuit argues House Bill 808, which became law this year, bans these treatments for transgender people until they're at least 18 years old. And that means the child at the center of this lawsuit would have to wait another 9 years. He isn't alone in this. His parents, a local doctor, and several LGBTQ groups are behind him. Durham police are investigating a serious crash on North Roxborough Street. When the breaking news tracker got there, tow trucks were on the scene, taking the crashed vehicles away. We're told there were serious injuries. No word on any charges.
Some pretty scary moments caught on camera for a Wisconsin hunter out in the woods.
Hey, head away.
Oh, so that's how you do it. Okay, he was in a tree stand hunting deer when he found a different little animal there. Jordan Stavarius' trail camera showed that bear far enough away, but before he knew it, the bear came to him, started climbing up the tree, a 300-pound bear. The bear is well known around that community, and now this hunter has been introduced.
It was a good 20 minutes. I'm still sitting there shaking. It was the scariest thing that's ever happened to me in the woods, but after he ran away and it was all said and done, it was probably the coolest experience I've ever had.
I might have done what it sounded like he said he did there. He did what he was supposed to do, though, during these types of encounters. He made some loud noises and scared that bear away.
A lot happening this weekend, and we want to let you know on Sunday, the Bowl City Race Fest is happening in downtown Durham. WRAL is a proud community partner. It's all happening at the American Tobacco Campus, and one of the runners will be Jeff Hogan, because he's one of those people who thinks it's a good idea to run a half marathon. Jeff.
I think folks should join me. They're guaranteed to finish ahead of me, so that'll be great.
We'll cheer you on.
Nice confidence boost for you all out there. So as runners, we all look for what that weather is going to be, the temperature. Elizabeth Gardner and the WRAL Severe Weather Center. First, with what's happening today.
And Jeff is a liar, too. He's pretty fast. Catch him if you can. That is always such a fun event there in Durham. We're looking at some showers this morning, especially in our southern counties. We're beginning to see some patchy light rain around the triangle. You can see how the green is starting to encroach here around Raleigh and Durham. We're not likely to have much rain right along the North Carolina-Virginia line and up into Mecklenburg County. Maybe a quick little sprinkle. The bulk of the rain, anywhere from a quarter to a half an inch, is likely down south, from Carthage to Southern Pines to Rayford to Hope Mills to Fayetteville over toward Clinton. And we'll likely see the heaviest rain with the system between, say, 7 and 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. Here's a look at the big picture. Tornado warnings have been popping up down here in North Florida. We're going to stay on the cool and stable side of the system. We are going to see some significant rainfall across parts of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. And we'll have some measurable rain down south. You can see at 7 a.m. it starts to pick up in intensity a little bit in our southern counties, then lifting northward, just kind of brushing by the triangle this morning. Yesterday, it looked like it was going to move out pretty quickly and that it would be over by noon. Noon is significant because that's when the gates of the North Carolina State Fair open. Now, by 2 o'clock, we're seeing partly cloudy skies, and the rest of the afternoon and evening look lovely at the fair. It just may still be a little wet right there in the noon hour. We take a look at Fayetteville. It is definitely wet there. That rain's coming down right in front of our newsroom. And Chapel Hill, we're starting to see some showers starting to get a little bit damp in Apex and Goldsboro. So start to see that rain working its way northward. That's new just in the last 15 or 20 minutes. It's not the only rain that we'll see this week. On Saturday, most of the day looks wet, and we do have some cooler air that comes in on Sunday. And Sunday looks dry. It's just Saturday looks a little messy. Friday is going to be beautiful. We'll see clear skies. This is 5 o'clock on Friday. Overnight Friday night, we see the clouds thickening up, and that rain starts pretty early on Saturday. At 8 a.m., it's starting to work its way into the viewing area. We're going to see it the heavier rain to the north on Saturday, but we're going to see showers really anywhere, and that's going to continue into the afternoon as the cold front comes through. That new high-resolution look shows those scattered showers for us in the morning, and then the long-range model shows that rain continuing through Saturday evening. And then Sunday, we clear things out. It's possible that we would cloud up late in the day with a sprinkle late on Sunday, but right now, I think we'll probably end up staying dry. Thursday, this afternoon looks fine at the fair. We'll see partly cloudy skies, 73, and gorgeous on Friday at 80, but Saturday does look wet for most of the day with a high of 74. Keep that in mind for college football as well. We're going to see a bunch of games. Duke plays at NC State, FSU at Livingstone, and Miami at UNC. Going to be wet. Tropical Depression Sean became a tropical depression yesterday evening. It'll stay that way. Not likely to develop. And this one coming off the coast of Africa, also a small chance of development. Sunday's going to be cooler at 68, and then we have some chilly temperatures in our forecast for much of next week, Anthony.
Elizabeth, as we head out to the roads this morning, thankfully we are looking pretty calm here. No crashes to report here on this Thursday, but there's a very minimal delay there. US 1 south from Wake Forest, about 2 minutes, probably negligible at this point. We head closer to the city of Durham. Everything also showing up in the green right there. You can rest easy. As far as the rainfall is concerned, though, you can definitely see it here on the roads, I-440 at New Bern Avenue. You may want to plan a little bit of extra time this morning. Slow down and just make sure to keep the rainfall in mind. We'll have another update for you in about 15 minutes, though, this morning.
Anthony, thanks. If you're a fan of Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling's performances in the movie Barbie, you'll be happy to hear they are teaming up for a new project. Coming up in What's Trending, the new movie the actors are set to star in together.
And coming up on Today, inside a NASA mission that has top scientists geeking out this morning, the first results are in from a mission that brought back a sample of dust and rock from an asteroid. It's more than 4.5 billion years old. We'll learn how researchers were able to collect and analyze those samples from this asteroid debris.
And here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. Happening right now in the WREL Live Center. Just before the break, Elizabeth was talking about that severe weather down in Florida. This is new video just into the newsroom of Clearwater Beach, where officials are saying a possible tornado did touch down there overnight as storms were moving through the area. Luckily, there are no injuries reported so far. But you can see the amount of damage from the storms. They say power was shut off in the area just as a safety precaution. Parts of Florida were under a tornado warning up until 6 o'clock this morning. That warning had since expired. But this shows damage from storms overnight. They are saying this was from a possible tornado.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
Time for What's Trending. We are not out of the woods when it comes to T-Swift mania.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is hitting theaters tomorrow, and the singer hit the red carpet yesterday for the world premiere in Los Angeles. Posing with fans for selfies, the movie showcases Swift's six-night concert series in Los Angeles over the summer, giving fans a chance to see her show on the big screen.
Lots of celebrities were there. Adam Sandler was spotted, Julia Garner, and also Beyonce, Queen Bee herself. Yeah, attended the premiere and took a picture with Taylor Swift. The movie is 2 hours, 48 minutes. It's a half hour shorter than her live show, wow. But a chance to go to her concert, so to speak, if you couldn't get a ticket to the actual tour.
A lot of people will go that route.
Oops, of course. Well, following the success of the Barbie movie, Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling are teaming up again for the upcoming Ocean's 11 prequel. The new film's producer, Josie McNamara, said in an interview that he is confident Robbie and Gosling will do right by the franchise. The only thing that's been revealed about the movie's plot is that it is set in 1960s Monte Carlo.
They've been pretty tight-lipped about it, but the producer says, love to do more projects with these two. Well, of course, they're stars.
They have great chemistry, yeah.
Just don't mess up Oceans, okay? All of them have been great, and they've had big star power, so keep it real.
Instead of a sequel, it's the prequel, the backstory. We have much more news to come.
This morning, we're working to find answers about a late-night shooting in Cary that sent one person to the hospital. Just ahead, what we know about the investigation.
And the rain is coming down in Clinton. You can see it pouring here in downtown. That rain is pushing northward. I'll show you who else is likely to see a wet morning commute.
And in just a few hours, folks will be headed out to the largest annual event in the state, the North Carolina State Fair. We'll have a live report from Destiny Patterson from the fairgrounds in just a few moments.